Who's cooking tonight? Do you have to cook?
No, I'm not cooking. Are you cooking?
Nina? Yeah. I am cooking. I already cooked tonight.
What did you cook?
I cooked 3 whole chickens.
What?
Wow.
You did?
Yes.
Our friend Liberty had
a knee replacement surgery. Oh, we're starting.
Who's the most famous person you've had in here, other than, you know, yourself? Oh.
It's
that's
true.
A terribly sad podcast. You got a guy from Basic Cable who was trying to get into a second season on CBS.
We had your former Community co-star, Ken Jeong.
Oh.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
He was absolutely hysterical. And he says hi. I was texting. We're gonna do something.
That guy.
No, we were supposed to do some really fun segment where he would call, play like a mystery caller, and you'd have to guess. But it didn't work out. He's actually shooting a show right now. So, but he says hi and he loves you.
He can kiss my ass. And I can't believe that fell through. Tomorrow he's shooting the show with Dan Harmon and Alison Brie. His show. And they've recreated part of the Community set.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be some nerds that are going to be very excited.
Joel, you are here at my house. Thank you. Can we talk about
I
love your breathing.
You're at your beautiful home.
Oh, that's nice.
The posters alone must be worth.
Oh, that's beautiful to say.
Yeah, that's what you have two successful actors who buy a house together, guys. That's how it goes.
We could use an interior decorator.
Well, this wall.
Well,
I see. It's the projector.
Yeah. I mean, this whole thing is a total hodgepodge. We don't know what the hell we're doing. But
how many days a year do you spend here?
You almost sounded like a young Larry King there.
Anna Faris. Cleveland, go ahead. How many days do you spend in Los Angeles?
I would say around between 223 to 227.
All right. As you know, Anna and I are from the Great Northwest. That's why we look like this.
Everyone's white and
pale to the point of almost translucence.
Can we talk about our early days? You and I Hey, so dear listeners, tonight we've got Joel McHale and Sim Sarna.
Oh, Sim, I'm a guest?
Sim Sarna, ladies and gentlemen. He and I have a show together. It's Kumal and Seth Rogen do on a road trip. See, what I did there, everyone thought, oh, racist. And then I replaced myself with Seth Rogen. Because that's who would play us in the actual film and or show.
Right. Kumal Nanjiani, if anyone, you know, was wondering
and
which Kumal.
And I wouldn't get the Seth. I'd like, I would be up for it. And then, like, Seth wants to do it. And he's going to be, he'd be like.
So mine would go to either Kumal or, like, Cal Penn or Aziz, maybe?
Yeah. Or outside choice would be. Once I would be what's his name? He's gonna kill me. The guy that plays Sulu on the new Star Trek movies. He's also was in Selfie, and I actually have met him.
John Cho.
Yeah,
but John Cho's Korean.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Can I? I have
see what
my,
I did.
I see what you did. That
I've
was great.
I've got my hopes up to be the romantic interest, and my agent says that it's a possibility. But behind my back, I'm really too old, and they're pitching me for like the kooky sister-in-law that you guys. Your characters like stop in like Kansas City to visit.
I would say the part is yours, but it's too similar to what you did in Best Friends. It's you play the movie star who is stuck in the winter storm at your friend's house, and then you fall in love with Deadpool. It's a really high concept. Probably never going to get
there. We didn't need Karen Sarducci tonight.
No, we didn't.
Who's that?
Oh, she's the CEO of Imaginarium Studios.
Oh, I'm in big trouble.
She's a character that...
Sarducci!
Yeah. But wait, before we move on...
Yes, where did you get such a high-end LA Clippers sweater?
Thank you.
Dear Lord, that is super expensive, and I can see it's cashmere from here.
How much did you pay for
how
that?
How did you?
She didn't pay a dime.
Was that given to you, or did you pay for that?
No.
You paid for it?
Can we guess how much you paid
for
it?
No, you can't.
I want to say on the record, nothing I am wearing did I pay for, including the watch.
And hat? No.
I didn't pay for the hat. No. Guess who I got it from?
Russ? Russy?
No, it's not that good. Just the very nice lady at the Seahawks. Kelly Creedon. She's fantastic. She'll send for Suzanne Lavender. They'll send you a box of stuff. At this point, if you don't have every single piece of gear that is Seahawks at your house, because Seattle loves the people that have left and don't contribute to their economy anymore and are on television shows and movies. Thank
God. They do.
They really do.
really a warm embrace going back home.
Yeah.
No, actually, that's, I mean, I love, well, okay, can we get into that a little bit?
Let's do it.
Grew up? Okay.
I grew up in Edmonds.
I grew up in Shoreline.
Oh, I grew up on Mercer Island.
Oh. Did I forget that?
Yeah.
I did, because I always think it's Shoreline.
No, you forgot that. And also, I've had an exchange with your dad about it.
Oh.
Because you're like, I grew up in Shoreline.
I thought, yeah, because I kept thinking you grew up in Shoreline.
No.
I've said that to you probably about 5 times. Every time we see each other, I'm like, hey, Shoreline.
Right. And I go like.
You're like, no,
I should
Mercer
referring
Island.
To the town and or just Shoreline in general.
For people who don't know geography in Seattle, Shoreline is very different from Mercer Island.
What's
very
the difference?
Different. Well,
Mercer Island is like the Bel Air of Seattle.
Well, let's say nicer than that.
Okay.
Like it's gated. The whole city is gated.
It's like the Montecito?
We're getting closer.
Okay.
And Shoreline, you can tell just from how they named it.
Yes.
They went, well, what is this place going to be known for? There's a shore. Let's call it Shoreline.
The close runner-up was Train Track.
And then they're like, but there's also a shore. We will continue this debate at the next town hall. It is a very different place. And my parents, well.
Stop Train Track.
When I exchanged with your dad, your dad was like, oh, Mercer Island. And then I was like, oh I'm
no,
so sorry.
No, my dad wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he kind of did. And then I was like, I'm so sorry. My parents did well. What are you, a University of Washington professor? Is he a professor?
He is a professor, yeah.
See, look at that. That's a smart guy. But yeah, my parents paid less than $100,000 for their home on Mercer Island.
Wow.
In 1931. No, in 1978. 79, before you were born.
So what was our first project together?
Well, it's going way back, but we never actually were with each other because I was supposed to be in it, but I wasn't.
That's
the
right.
Red Robin
the training
film.
Video. Okay.
And see, now they're all like.
Wait, I thought you guys didn't do it together?
That's what my memory. See, I thought you were from Shoreline and that you were also in the Red Robin training
I might
video.
Have, no, you know what? I might
you
have.
Might be from Shoreline.
I've been in a couple of. Bill Stainton, who is a very nice man, who gave me my first job in television. In Seattle for a show called Almost Live.
Which I did.
Which launched the career of, fail, guys, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and who's coming back on Netflix this spring. I also appear in that. I forgot the question.
We did, no, we did a sketch together on Almost Live, right? Or you were like the news reporter and I was like a bratty kid or something.
Yes, you were. This is, you totally were.
Yeah.
Wow. See, Anna did something that was very unique, which was there's a lot of local actors in Seattle. And at one point, Seattle was supposed to be Vancouver.
Right.
And then Vancouver became Vancouver.
Right.
And Anna just scooped up every job there was for even for like they were like, we need an old Asian man. And she got it.
I got
she
it.
She would always get it.
I would.
And you were at the rep, too, right?
Yeah.
See, I didn't do any of that. I barely got onto local television and then was in basic cable. And then Community was treated as basic cable by, and oh, Joel, this is, wow, what a weird thing. No, but so then we were in that sketch, and you were in the Red Robin thing,
right.
Which, now Red Robin is a burger place, started in Seattle, and now it's pretty much there's a couple left.
No, they're still all over.
Are they thriving?
I see their advertisements.
A lot of them, really?
I sure do, on the television.
All right. Well, Bill Stainton, who was the executive producer of Almost Live, also had a like a corporate video company to train workers. And Anna played supposed to be a really bad hostess.
Yeah.
And
then the reverse, a very good hostess.
Yes. But your bad hostess was so funny. It was really funny.
Really?
And if you ever had a hostess as bad as the one she was doing.
You're
like people
messing
were like,
with me.
We would like a
you're
table and you're
messing
like.
With what? You never saw the video.
Bill Stainton was like, look at this girl.
No.
Yes, he did.
Really?
He absolutely did.
Oh,
no,
we need
you're
to find
messing
this video.
You know what?
I am not messing.
Memory of that is a camera guy being pretty angry with me. I can't remember why. And
so you were at that point, you were 13, 15, 18?
No, I was like in college.
Oh, and
I
so
guess like 17.
That's why you look so young now. So, but you don't look as young, Sim. You're in your 50s, right?
54, actually, yeah.
And you're
good hair, though, right?
Much younger than you.
I know.
It's really,
I'm doing really well.
It's really creepy. and then you immediately left and were starring in Scream.
Or, yeah, Scary Movie is also.
Scary, Scream, jeez.
But I...
Scream parodies.
So listen, we're going to go...
Yeah, let's do
through
it.
Through Deal Breakers.
Oh, yeah, Deal Breakers.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like it when we have Bavarian mugs everywhere.
I know.
It was a real deal breaker for me. Whose idea is that? Chris was like, I want to be a Viking.
No, it's my dad's old Stein collection. And I never knew, my mom wanted to throw them away, but I always kind of liked him as a kid. And so I volunteered
to like that your dad was collecting Steins before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
That is so 1945 dad. That is so great.
Yeah.
And your dad's not old.
No.
Does he collect pipes?
No, but he did. He used to smoke a pipe. That's interesting. Yeah.
Does he collect photos of beards? I don't know.
He should.
Know if people do that.
Photos of beards.
How old's your boy now?
4 and a half.
You guys gonna have another?
Oh my God.
I think you should.
Of course.
You gotta have. She's pregnant. It's an announcement tonight, right now, guys.
Okay, Deal Breakers. This is a segment where you imagine you're single.
Okay. It's been a while.
Okay. How long? You don't have to tell us.
Since 1994.
Okay. So it's been a little while.
Yeah. I'm old, guys. I'm 45.
You look amazing.
That's because I have a beard. I cover it. I've had that, you know how some people after they lose like 200 pounds from the lap band surgery and then they have to have all the skin because it doesn't snap back?
Right.
That's what my face is like, and I've never had that weight thing. We love crosses.
Your beard makes me wish I could grow a beard.
That would be horrible for you. That you don't, I mean.
It would be amazing.
On your face?
I don't know,
No. You would look like you were in every Shakespeare play where the really, the hot ingenue has to pretend to be a boy, and everyone in the whole cast pretending they're in, the real world, going like, oh, what's this new boy doing here who looks exactly like the ingenue that we've just seen in the last scene? you don't want to do that.
Well, I don't know. I like it.
All right. Well, you can do it. There is hormone treatments. It's going to be a while. But yes, all right. I look forward to the next podcast.
One Halloween, though, I went as an Eastern European, pre-1980 track runner.
Oh, that's very good.
And I wore this dark black wig and I drew in my eyebrows together. I charcoaled out my eyebrows black. I drew them in just enough so it was a little tricky to tell if it was real or if it was cartoony. And then I gave myself a really faint little mustache.
That's good.
And every time I looked in the mirror, I kept trying to smear it, which just made it worse. I was just having a meltdown. I remember at this Halloween
Your
party.
Your own costume was making you go into a full-blown...
crazy.
So you realized how vain you were.
Well, also...
Or was it not vanity?
No, it was. But it was also... You got to understand, Halloween is incredibly complicated, especially for women. So if you're not... feeling sexy, you've made the decision to go funny and unique versus sexy. You're in for a whole different night,
right?
And you have to be prepared for that.
Do
you hear what I'm saying, though?
Totally. So, but I feel like that costume, so you're playing an athlete?
Yeah.
Would be, because what were you wearing on your body?
It was like 70s shorts.
But it was kind of...
Nope.
Oh.
Nope, baggy and maybe I pooped my pants a little bit, just kind of shorts.
Because if you had gone as a Romanian gymnast.
Right.
Or some Lithuanian or Latvian.
Right.
From the 70s, so they didn't care about body hair or facial hair.
Right.
So they had these, they were obviously in very good shape, and they would wear those very, and you'd be like, wow. But then if you did up
so you
the...
Could, I could really mess with people's
but
minds.
But then you could
really challenge them.
Because they'd be like, but...
You're confusing me. Are you supposed to be sexy Halloween or hairy Halloween?
And then you would go, exactly.
Yeah. Figure it out, dude.
Yeah. Instead of
this
what most,
when
90% of women go what are you going as for Halloween? If you're below,
this
I don't
is
know.
Called examine yourself, man.
Yeah, in your face.
That's what I'm dressed up as.
But if
who are you?
So
really?
Many women go like, "What are you going to be? A cat or a French maid?" That's right. What it's usually come down to.
I know. Listen, this is
Ken Jeong in Community in our Halloween episode was dressed as an ice skater. And they were like, and he would just walk up to people and be like, "Who am I?" They'd be like, "Was it Stacey Yamaguchi? Tracy Yamaguchi?" And he'd be like, "No, Dorothy Hamill, racist." And I'm so happy.
Christy Yamaguchi.
Christy, Stacey. Huh. I never thought that.
If you ever need a fact checked,
I think Joel has facts inside of
you
as well.
You have some good
he
ones.
He knows a lot.
Are you
seems
good
like
with,
you're
like,
good at trivia, aren't
are
you?
Are you good?
It depends.
Trivia? No.
My memory's going, but it depends on how much wine I've had and if I have gotten enough sleep. But see, there you go. Not yet. All right, so deal breakers. But we'll get to it. Look
okay,
at the size of your ring.
Oh.
You're going to be killed. Someone is going to kill you and bite your finger off. It's going to be like Bilbo Baggins when Gollum bites the ring off his hand. Dear Lord.
It really feels like it does not belong on these.
Are you married?
Sorry.
Who's your husband?
A dude.
Okay.
All right. Okay. She tells you it's on her bucket. This is the gal you're dating.
So am I going back to 1993 when I was single?
No,
and then she'd be like, on your bucket list. I'd be like, what's a bucket list?
No, let's say it's
a movie in the future.
You're your age. You can decide whether or not you're famous or I kind of like it. Let's imagine you just as you are, but single right
okay.
now.
Okay. Right now. Somehow.
Very
so you're saying
yes.
My marriage is falling apart.
I'm sorry.
And I'm living in a condominium in Marina Del Rey, I assume, like every other dude whose marriage is. Okay.
Okay.
So
you're in the back in the dating pool.
I'm smoking.
Sure.
Gain some weight.
Sure.
And I'm like, hey, did you ever see the soup? Oh. I'm in some horrible bar in Manhattan Beach.
What'd you say?
Oh,
soup?
You know
soup.
Who Daniel Tosh is, right? I love him. Well, it was similar. Go home with me. All right.
Okay. She tells you it's on her bucket list to visit the country of Africa.
Absolutely, you sure? But I'm not paying for it.
To visit the country of Africa.
Oh, the country. If she says, would we go to Africa City, the capital?
Is that what you would ask her?
And now, if she says that very, because obviously I hear what you say now, but if she says that specific thing.
Yes.
I would still go, absolutely. We're going to the country of Africa. And we're going to visit its capital. Narnia. She sounds like she's
I love
a,
it.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, different gal. She has her ex-boyfriend's name tattooed on her chest.
Ooh.
Do you want to, well.
Is it, now this is a deal breaker?
Yeah.
I will say this, and this is going to sound chauvinist, but women should remain in the kitchen. No, chest tattoos in general for guys, I guess it doesn't sound good. Guys or gals are pretty intense for me. It's like that is a bold statement.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's her boyfriend's last name. So
no, her boyfriend's first name.
Which is?
Thomas.
Oh, I thought it would be Chet.
Chet's a little too small.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing, though. For me to get to this point where we're actually on a date that I'm with someone who has their ex-boyfriend's name tattooed on their chest is like saying, It's already four steps beyond of where I would have gone.
But maybe not second date or at least to continue. Like, would that
well,
after
maybe
the
she had stayed
over?
Covered and then all of a sudden on the date, she's showing it off and like she has a shirt.
I was imagining you guys in bed. after a hot date.
Oh, we'll see again. We were many steps.
Right.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
But you wouldn't? Would you stop the evening and be like, "I'm sorry, I can't bone you"?
To reference the reality show Strange Love with Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen, she had her boyfriend's name tattooed on her lower back, and he was always complaining that when he would do her from behind, again, super romantic, he had to stare at that name and it always bothered him. And again,
do you remember what the name was?
It was, I think like, she was, it's an Italian dude. Look it up.
Nina.
Hey, what are you doing instead? I was writing the thing. The guy came out. Type in Brigitte Nielsen's husband. And so,
my heart's racing.
Yeah, it's this is a very, you know, when you start getting like hypothetical questions. I like to point out the problem with all the hypothetical questions.
Sure.
Like, let's just say you're scuba diving, all of a sudden a mermaid walks up to you.
But that's what this is about.
You're right.
That's what it is about.
So then I guess the rules are, see, then I can go, yeah, but I had this thing tattooed on my chest, which was the eye from Mordor. And does that bother her because she was only a Harry Potter fan? I don't know.
No, listen, have to be.
No, it's. I would say just in general, yes, deal breaker. I'm gonna say.
I have your answer.
Well, what is it?
Well, there's a cup she's been married.
But one of them's a real Italian name.
Raul Ayrton Meyer Jr. Mattia Desi.
That's probably. What's the most recent?
Like the one she's married to right now, 2006. Mattia Desi.
That's got to be it.
Yeah, you know, the husband must have thought about that when she proposed the idea of, like, I want to get your name tattooed on me. And he was like, it should be on your lower back.
Yes. And that's how they speak in Italy. Oh, hello.
It should be.
They sound like they're in a spaghetti western all the time.
It should be on your lower back, facing a future man.
Oh, but talk about.
Right? Like.
But talk about, like, tagging your mate.
Yeah.
You will. Unless there is a lot of removal or covering, you have, from then on, that part of her back is yours.
Yep.
I think, in fact, you can fact check me, Nina, is that I think she left him for a while and then got together with Flava Flav, did the television show, and then got back together with the guy. How long is this podcast?
I
feel like I've only gotten through one question. I feel terrible.
She tells you she was a contestant on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. That's
out. Even if she's funny and charming.
I would be fascinated. I would be absolutely because
you're familiar with.
Yes. And they, like the last time I went on Kimmel, I've been on Kimmel, guys. And I was on their Bachelor special and they let me go. I literally called them. I think I called them whores because I was like, they are paid to have sex with that dude and vice versa when the dudes are paying to have
sex. Wait, they were there on the show when you called them whores?
Yeah, The Bachelor came out right after me. And the girls backstage were like, he called us sluts or something like that. And I was like, hey, we're all on TV. We're all making money, aren't we? Everything's fun. And so, yeah, it's a weird, like The Bachelor's a weird thing because it is. Out of all the reality shows, people really believe people are falling in love. And I think the track record really shows that everyone stays together forever. And they don't. And so I always point that out, that it's a game show. And these people are the hottest people in their high school. And they were the craziest ones because they applied to be on The Bachelor. I don't know if that's how you guys met. Sim and Nancy?
Pretty much.
Okay. But so when you point that out, then people get mad. They don't. Yeah, they get mad. They're like, but I really think.
Maybe you could point it out to her or maybe you could.
No, I would be like, so take me through the process of you deciding this should be a good. This is a good idea.
I don't know. My friends, they were like, you know,
Then I'd be like, your friends Carly, pressured you, your friends pressured you into this.
They kind of did. I mean, they were like, Carly, when are you going to settle down?
And like, you were like, Jordan, shut up.
No, well, that's weird. How did you know her? Yeah, anyway, yeah. Jordan is like literally one of my best friends from high school.
Yeah, there's a number of.
So I sent in a tape. And they called me.
See, now,
like,
now this is where I would have stopped it and said, how many of, like, that you're hiding behind what your friends said. Oh, you should do that. And
no,
then you took
I'm
the
not.
Step of making a tape.
No. But my friends, like, basically forced me.
You like, have basically. No free will. You were, like, a prisoner.
It's just that, like, I felt like...
Like, you were in Guantanamo Bay, and you're like, we're going to put a bag over your head and put you in a room with disco music for 24 hours.
Not really, no.
Right. So...
No, my friends were just like...
No, see, you keep going... See, this is... The date is falling apart, because you are playing this part so well, because, like, no, it's totally my friends. My friends were like, they said, do this, and I was like, I guess I have to make a tape, and then I'm like, look, I'm here. I went through the six-month screening process.
They asked me to, like, fly to Los Angeles.
And you were like, yeah.
So,
well, you had to. You were being forced to.
Yeah. Well, at that point, it was like, oh, my gosh.
Hold on
like,
a second. We're about to order. We'll just give us 5 minutes. We'll check the menu.
I felt like... Yeah, my friends.
Your friends.
And so they asked me
and
to
did
fly
you,
to
I was
LA.
Like, all right. So then I would say, all right.
I mean,
so
and I don't believe that, like, oh, you're going to instantly fall in love with somebody or anything like that.
But you have 30 days to fall in love with them.
But I do feel like, okay, I'm going to open my heart to this opportunity.
Right. And so are 29 other women at the same time on camera.
But what's cool is that you all live in a house.
Yeah. No, that's everyone
really nice.
Loves houses and roofs. No one likes a hole in the dirt.
I made it pretty far.
Well, now, did you see that? So now you've introduced a whole other thing is that you were trying hard. And so how many times did you have sex with a bachelor?
Oh, I didn't sleep with him.
How many times did you blow him?
Well, that...
See, this...
Like, during when we were taping or when we were...
Well, I guess either. Like, I mean, you mean there was
There
well,
we
was
had
just...
like a friendship for a while
right.
afterwards.
You know, most of my
I didn't
friends
win,
were like that.
But
I didn't win. You're talking about winning. See, this is where you're playing it so well because the logic. Because when those women are crying, they're like, I just didn't think it was appropriate for Allie to walk up. Well, they're usually named. I don't know, Blake or Cole.
I feel like there's always a lot of, I don't know. Aren't there always a lot of like Rachels or Rick?
Right. Well, the dudes. What's the current dude's name? Ladies, I know you watch it. Yeah,
Nick.
Yeah. It was on the tip of Nina's tongue there. Nick. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't watch it. I just heard about it. I just know things like that. I can't remember what I was talking about. But it's gone like 25 seasons, and Chris Harris, who I always he is an amazing host.
Yeah,
because he walks this really crazy line of being believably serious, and then absolutely he is making fun of them, which I think is remarkable.
Oh, it's amazing! I love the show.
You do.
I do. I love it.
You watch it every week, and so when the opening with the shark lady in the shark costume, or was it a dolphin costume? The first controversy out of The Bachelor.
I liked her.
You were like, she's got spunk.
Yeah. I was like, but what the hell, man? She's committing. I love that.
Do you have
that.
Any friends that have ever been on that show?
No. But I don't have that many friends. In fact, these are my friends. And you. Can I count you as...
We are from Seattle, so yes, I would say...
Thank you.
But I feel like we'd have to include Kyle MacLachlan. Because he's from Seattle. He actually is my friend. He is my friend, guys. I'm friends with Kyle MacLachlan.
Dear
can we see if Nina knows who Kyle MacLachlan is?
Have you...
A singer.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Kyle, I am so sorry. I know that you have probably sung in something. But Nina's quitting right now.
Really
Nina, what year were you born?
I was born in 1996.
Okay. I was married in 1996. And do you know who Marlon Brando is?
Yes, of course.
All right. What was your favorite movie he was in?
I really like Streetcar Named Desire, and I really like The Godfather.
Okay.
Can you name any other movies he was in?
Oh, whoa, don't haze her.
I can do whatever I want. It's my podcast.
No, I probably couldn't.
All right. Okay.
Dr. Violin Moreau.
Well done. Who was the star of that movie?
Wasn't it Val Kilmer?
Johnny Depp. No, it was not Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer played...
Johnny Depp. No, it wasn't Johnny Depp. Who
no,
was the star
was
of...
British guy.
Oh.
Val Kilmer played Marlon Brando's part.
Who was the British guy?
John Cleese. No, it wasn't.
No, wait, no, no,
you
wait,
know,
no.
I was like, what?
You totally
I
fucking Jedi mind trick. I don't remember. I've never seen the movie.
Him as well.
You're amazing at this, by the way. You've been doing this all night. Who played the guy?
I don't know.
I thought it was Val Kilmer.
No, it's not. He's a wonderful British actor. Look him up. Island of Dr. Moreau.
We don't need to look this up.
We don't need.
Hey.
Yes, I would like to count. Of course, I'd like to count you as my friend. Because I will say this about your husband. He is, when I saw him at the Seahawks game, you're not going to believe this. He might have had a couple of beers in him.
No.
But my kids, we had said, do you want to go over? We're going to go see this friend we know. And then they were like, no, we're staying here with Macklemore. Which, again, is always a very strange. When I say things like that, I'm like, oh, right. Things are going well. This is great. No, but then they came back. And then it just came out later. They were like, you saw Star-Lord and didn't tell us? And I was like, I know, but I'm thinking of the guy from the one movie with Alison Brie where he was a waiter. But I don't know about the Star-Lord thing. Anyway, you can see this is how my problem is that if I were talking to a woman from The Bachelor and I was on a date with her, if she had said something like, I thought it was crazy, I thought I would apply, I could get a bunch of money and I could start my yoga studio. I would see how that I could reason with that. But that would be okay.
Yeah.
But as one girl did, and she talking to her, she seemed actually pretty lovely. Pissed at me for what I said. But when I see them going like, I just really hope I find someone. And then they're crying. I was like, this is a lunatic. This is a person who thought they're going to find the person of their dreams after 30 days while competing with a bunch of people on TV to get this guy. Seems like it's nuts. It's more nuts than Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen. You're going like, I just can't stand that tattoo on your back, lady, because it's your old husband. I'm just like, it's crazier than that.
It is. But I will say that, let's say, I feel like the... I feel like if I were to be on The Bachelor.
But it doesn't enter your... You don't have the...
No, it's true.
Yeah.
But I would
maybe
also
Sim.
Be... But I would be crying real... Like I could see how one could get swept up in in the feeling of rejection. In the fear of rejection on that
show. Okay, so you've been, as we all have, especially Sim, rejected by many women. And in your case, but we've all been dumped and we've all not been happy about it. But
you're right.
How many friends have been dumped? We're like, well, we are rolling and we're good on spit sound.
Yep.
We're good. Okay. So
fair point.
Caitlin, what happened?
Well, no, it's just I came here.
Mm-hmm.
I came here really trying to find love.
Yeah.
And tonight it just proves that I don't know if I will ever actually find it.
Yeah.
And now I have to go home and
the limo's
tell
outside.
My family that I don't know if I deserve love.
Yeah. Do you think as your job as a dental hygienist,
oh my God, I can't
as half the people here are.
I can't believe I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Yeah. Do you feel like this is again, you thought he was the one?
I felt like for all this time I haven't had love, and just when I was starting to feel it, it gets taken away like it always does.
Yeah. Are you mad? Are you upset? Are you upset with...
I just felt like Janelle...
Yeah.
When she came in, was like so aggressive, and I can't believe he doesn't see who she really is.
Right. Yeah, you know, and Janelle did not have nice things to say about you.
What? I was
Let me play this back for you.
What?
All right. Now, if you were to say, if you were to know Janelle was in the other room, would you attack her?
Yeah. I mean, you can't just say things like that.
Open the door. Open the door.
Oh, my God. Where the fuck is that fucking bitch? I had her back this whole time.
Oh, can you hold? We are out of tape. We're still using tape. Can you? We're going to reload if you don't mind.
Okay.
So if you want to give it just a sec.
Yeah.
All right, we're rolling again.
I can actually use
some water. Oh, do you want sparkling or flat?
Sparkling.
All right. Can we just get LaCroix? LaCroix? LaCroix. Who knows? Anyway.
Okay.
And we are rolling. What were you saying?
Oh, my God. You have to get that bitch in here.
So as a dental hygienist. Oh, man. See, that's what we're talking about. And it's the... It's the hottest, craziest gals from high school. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, oh, you think it would be great to date them. And then you start talking to them. And then you're like, oh, boy, they're cuckoo for coconuts.
Yeah. I don't know.
That was, by the way, your performance was...
It was amazing.
Terrifying. Yeah, because it was so right on. And
it seemed so real.
I realized my fake crying is really bad.
Oh, well.
Dang.
All right, next... Deal breaker. She says cool beans instead of yes as a response.
That's fine.
Really?
Because I could learn. I could eventually correct them out of it.
Clear my throat. It's disgusting.
No, you sound... do you want... how many more types of water do you need? We've got sparkling...
Cool beans. Like she... Instead of saying yes, she says cool beans.
Hmm. Again, I believe I could.
Why don't you ask her a few questions?
All right. You were in the Nazi party.
Well, no. I mean, my great-grandfather was.
Right.
But
so you're okay with what happened in World War II?
I feel like it's cool beans, you know?
Oh, you're a horrible anti-Semite, yes?
I mean, it's like, I don't know, cool beans. I don't know. It's, I just like.
You're
not
a,
really. No.
Not really. I mean, this is extreme racism.
No, because you got to look at it in a chilled out way. You know, you got to like cool bean it, you know?
You were arrested.
It's yes. Cool beans, though. Cool beans.
Were you in big trouble? I got to think
not
of more
like...
questions that can say. Oh, so I got a way. It's like, so you were arrested for attempted murder with a vehicle. But you were acquitted on a technicality, but the family is still very upset because he will never be the same because of the paralyzation. So where is it? Does it lie now? Is it
cool beans? It's just cool beans.
Yeah, I can't have this date. I need to. If we
well,
are, is it not going to be cool beans if I end the date now?
That's not cool beans.
Oh, so you might kill me.
No, I was thinking we could go back to your place and have sex.
Oh, I don't have a place. I sleep on the beach.
You do?
Yes.
That's cool beans. That's seriously cool beans.
All right, I'm lying. I do have a place, but I'm worried. How in the, yeah, so
yeah, I know. What do you do with cool beans?
I do think you can teach somebody out of
cool beans. How would you do? Like,
well, it's like people who want to fist bump me. I'm like, nope, I'm not doing that. I'm not. Thank you. Even like Howie Mandel,
he tried to fist bump you.
I'm just like, eh. Just give him a,
you just give him a pinky,
give him a little touch with a finger. I actually do it for him because I understand he has.
Do you hug? Because you hugged me, but I'm worried that I forced you into that hug.
No, I do a lot. No, hugging's fine.
Okay.
Do
you have other like physical?
I like
contact?
To do. If people want to kiss me on the cheek, I like to go on the other side as well and make seem like I'm from Europe.
Oh.
No, hugging's good. What I don't like is
that's
hugging.
That's how you see.
I don't like hugging every day.
Okay, yeah.
If, like, I go to work and everyone wants to hug, I'm like, nope, I saw you less than... I saw you 20 hours ago, and I don't need a hug.
Do you think that's for, like, kind of comes back to where we're from? Because I don't feel like, at least when I was... I don't know. Hugging was very... I remember hugging feeling very new to me and specific to L.A. like when I first moved here. I couldn't believe, like, I was like, what's with all the hugging? I don't understand it. Now,
Mercer Island, though. Yeah, it was just
tons of hugs.
Just hug orgies all the time. Like, we could never really get anything done because
you just couldn't stop hugging.
I think LA is more of a huggy culture, especially with a bunch of actors. It's funny when you meet people that don't want to hug, especially dudes, that it's handshakes and then you're going in and it's weird. If I haven't seen them in a while, great. But if it's every day after for work, no way. And then people are trying to give me hugs. And I was like, did you miss me? I didn't miss you. Because I know I was going to see you very soon. I think there's a weird control. For a very select few people, it's getting deep, guys. A passive aggression.
That's so interesting that you say that.
That they want to somehow manufacture an intimacy or affection that is really not there.
Yeah.
And that it's not really, I do like doing it and I do love it, but there's sometimes I'm like, you're
so
doing,
with you.
Yeah.
And especially as a woman too, there's another layer to it as well.
Yes. Cause they want to feel your boobs.
Sometimes it feels that way.
They want to pull you in or they want to seem that they are closer to you than they actually are, that you have a closer relationship than there actually is. So like my 12-year-old he is not a hugger. And I think it's great. And when people try to show him affection, he'd be like, duh. He lurches back like they slapped him. And I'm like, that's the right idea. It's always weird when people, and then there's the weird thing when people hug and then they stay in the hug and look at you, like you're hugging a great aunt that you have. Like you're like, that's my great aunt. She hugs too long, and then she looks me in the eyes, and it's weird.
But the handful of people that I can think of that are like that are always about to say something really, really interesting to me.
You mean upon greeting, if they greet and you're like,
or if they stay in the intensity and they're like, I just have to tell you this story.
Oh.
That's something interesting that just happened to me. It made me think about you or something.
I think it's, for me, it's when people like they hug and then they pull back. They're like, how are you?
How are you? Oh, no.
Like, as if I'm, and then I always go like, couldn't be better. I just bought a gun and to keep them away. But I was like, when they're like, I'm fine. How are you? And then it's like, good. As if there was a real emotional connection there and there isn't and it's weird and it's wrong and I wanted to stop.
I think that
there should be a law.
I think we should introduce Joel to Kayla.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Joel's gonna love Kayla.
I think.
Well, let's find out.
Okay, so you are at
another date,
the Sutton Place Hotel in Vancouver.
Yes, as it's also referred to as
the Girard Room.
No, the Sutton Place.
Oh, of course, the Sutton Place.
Wait, really?
Well, because I think because when Vancouver exploded, it was just as Hong Kong was going into Chinese possession, and every single there was many Chinese people came to Canada to hide their money, but they were worried they would lose their money. Makes a lot of sense. And
I had no idea.
Yes, that's why the Chinese population is so big in Vancouver, is because they said, if you are worried, come on over. And it made their economy explode, and so did the entertainment business. So Vancouver, obviously, if you go there now, it is a huge metropolitan city. But before, it was kind of on par with Seattle as far as size. And so then this Sutton Place Hotel, which is lovely. Ugh, I'm vomiting. they've now expanded, like they've doubled the size. But at the time when all these series were happening, all these young American actors were the leads, and they would all stay in this hotel, and they acted like bunnies.
And also, well, there's like some high-end prostitutes that swing on by the Girard Room.
I didn't know about.
Oh, for sure.
I heard about the bar there. Like, oh, this was the legendary. Room. Like, if you walked into this bar in 1998, it was nuts.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, I was 99.
See?
Yeah.
What were you shooting?
Scary Movie.
See? Those are the I was in graduate school at the University of Washington trying to figure out whether I could afford teriyaki. I'm 28. All right. Things are going well.
Where'd you live at UW?
My wife and I were married, and thank God she had a job, and we bought a house in right near Children's Hospital.
Oh,
I know
cool.
You guys are like, oh, and now it is literally part of Children's Hospital. They own the property and demolished all the homes and put in more Children's Hospital. So I just want you to know when your kid is being saved, they demolish those homes with all the people inside of them.
But
it is a terrible story that no one will tell. So going back to the Sutton place.
Oh, yeah. Question. Kayla. Oh, my God. All right, so you're there. You've got a 9:30 a.m. call.
Pretty late.
No, you're there. It's 8 a.m.
Wait.
Or you know what? It could be evening.
Oh, at nighttime. Yeah, so he's at the bar?
Yeah. You're at the Gerard Room. I just wrapped.
I'm winding down.
Yes.
I'm looking at the bar menu.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely having one of the local IPAs. But is it 1998? So IPAs haven't come in big yet.
It's now.
All right.
Hey, Marco.
Hey, Kayla.
Hey.
Mr. McHale, are you okay with another drink or are you good?
Marco, is everything okay with your family?
Everything is great with my family. Thank you so much.
Finally, Marco. Hey,
we
Marco.
Love it when you're here. Hi, Kayla.
Hey, can I get a cherry tequila bomb?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
You're okay?
Marco, your hand is withered. What happened?
It's a long story.
Wait a minute.
Your hand was fine yesterday.
I'm sorry. I'll get your drinks.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh my God, you're that guy. You're Joel McHale.
That's true. Yes, it is.
Now, just keep
the clapping down, everyone. I will sign anything you like. It's fine. I'll take selfies. We'll take a little movie.
You're really funny. No, I don't like, I'm not like a star. I'm not like, I don't freak out over like movie stars or anything like that. Like,
no,
I'm
chill, but you're here at the, are you staying here at the Sutton place?
No, I drove up.
You drove up from Buenos Aires?
No, that's funny. That would be a really far drive. What are you shooting? You must be so you're working here. What are you shooting?
It's a softcore thing for Cinemax, for Betamax.
Oh.
It's for one Betamax machine, one left. It's really weird. It's very...
Are you guys shooting like over across the water?
Yes, we are shooting over across the water.
Oh my gosh, that's really cool.
You mean Japan?
You are so funny. Oh my God.
So, seriously,
because I want to act. Seriously,
with that much eye makeup, you're going to have trouble.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, because I'm also a makeup artist.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I was actually wondering if there's any way you could pass around my resume to
absolutely.
Like,
do you have one on you?
I don't, but I could totally, if you give me your email address, I'll email it to you.
I don't have email.
Oh, you don't? That's so weird. I love that. You're like one of those guys who's like, I hate technology. That's so cool. You kind of keep it real.
No, I love technology.
You do?
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite?
Oh, rockets. Rocket technology. I'm kidding, Kayla. I do have an email address, and I would love to give it to you.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Ready?
So wait.
Are you just here? Write it down.
Well, no, because I want to hang out with you there for a minute.
It's Chris.
Okay.
Dot.
Uh-huh.
Pratt.
Yeah.
At.
Okay.
Marvel.
Okay.
.com.
Okay. Okay, so I'll totally get that to you. Also, though, okay, so I was wondering.
How old are you? Are you like in your mid-50s?
Oh my God, you were such a brat.
I really am.
You are a brat.
I really am. I really am.
Oh no, I'm like literally kind of old. I'm like, I just turned 24.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That's why I really need my start right now.
You look great, but now you have an eye patch.
Yeah, I have to wear this sometimes.
What, you have a vision thing, or is it
both. I'm working on this character that's like
a pirate?
That's like a feminist pirate.
Oh.
I call her a pirate. And
that's amazing.
So that's like, so I'm working on that. And it's so interesting how people react to it.
Marco,
yes. What would you like?
Anything with jalapenos.
Jalapeno margarita?
No, like food. I'm hungry.
Oh, okay.
I was working all day.
How about an order of nachos with jalapeno on top?
Nachos. We can share them. Nachos.
Are they a shareable item?
You know
nachos.
What? Jalapeno poppers. It's nachos. Not on the menu, but I know the nachos. Chef can make it for
nachos.
Us.
Nachos.
Yes, that's great. I'm so sorry
and
what happened.
One order of nachos.
And the other chef was killed 2 days
and
ago.
And here's your cherry tequila bomb.
Oh, my
God. That's a terrible.
Wait, Roberto?
Roberto was killed on a roller coaster.
Oh my God.
He got out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That sucks. Okay, so wait, so
Kayla.
How do I get into acting?
Oh, so acting and makeup artist at the same time?
Well, I mostly want to focus on acting.
The great news is there is a class for makeup artistry and acting.
Is it taught by you in your room?
I can put in a good Oh, Kayla. you. But see, is that a cold sore or is that
no,
like part of
I'm,
the makeup? Is that part of the care? The
yeah,
pirate,
it's
the pirate.
It's part of the pirate ensemble.
Because it looks great.
Well,
it looks real.
Part of my social experiment is like, how are people going to react with these oddities?
Right. I totally get
and
it.
That's,
you
that
just shouted oddities
me.
Really loud.
That informs me how I'm going to play that character.
Because
I also want to write.
Right.
And I really also
I would love to read some of your writing. Is it very small writing with a pencil? Just very tight, like the same word, one
like,
after the other.
Are you going to need like glasses for it?
Marco,
maybe.
This Kayla is a card.
Are you okay, Mr. McHale? Do you want to check? Do you want to sign out?
No, I'm doing great. Now, I saw you here yesterday with Matthew Lillard.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
Matt's
awesome.
He is amazing.
Oh, my God. And he has, like, this awesome suite upstairs, too.
Oh, you went upstairs with Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, oh, my God. It's so cool.
Now, when you and Skeet Ulrich were in the bar, I think it was on Sunday morning, what's he like?
Well, he likes to be called Scat.
Like poo.
I don't know why. I don't know what that means.
So when I first arrived here, I overheard you saying to the concierge, I'm Mrs. Josh Hartnett, and I demand to
you
be
you saw me earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You totally had your eye on me. You devil.
It wasn't.
You have been spotted.
I definitely.
You literally have been spotted.
You're right. I definitely had my eye on you.
Did you, like, put a camera in, like,
the ladies'
outer room?
And so did the security guards, which they were watching you as well.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, but they're, like, my buddies.
Josh Hartnett and the security guards?
Yeah.
What's he like?
Josh?
Yeah.
Josh is awesome. He is literally like the most down-to-earth person.
Because I saw him just walk in a second ago and he did a turn like he was on a catwalk.
Oh, no, he's a really good dancer.
And then he just turned right around.
He's a really, really good dancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Because he does a lot of dancing in the movies. 30 Days?
Yeah.
30 Days a Night?
It was 40 Days and 40 Nights. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting.
No, Marco, thank you. So that's great. I'm glad that you know Matt and Scat.
Yeah.
And Josh.
What room are you in?
Oh, I'm in one of the towers.
Oh, what room number?
4.
That doesn't sound right.
1.
No, because they all start with a letter and then 5 numbers.
A.
A.
5555.
Okay, see, I've been told the 555. I do not fall for that.
Carla. Carla?
Kayla.
Kayla.
Oh, my God, Joel.
I'm just a big Cheers fan. So
I like to Cheers. I used to be a cheerleader.
As you can see, they're closing up. We've been here for hours.
You're all set, by the way. You're all set to go.
Everything's in a
box.
Everything's in a box.
Yes, you're taken care of.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. So wait. There's your
Carla, you're missing a finger.
Kayla.
Kayla, what happened to your finger?
No. I'm not missing. It's not missing. It's just retracted.
It retracted?
Like it's just retracted.
Like a lizard growing a little baby finger?
I mean, sort of. That's the way my dad put it.
Well, what's your dad like?
Oh, he's dead now.
Mm. And
my
I assume
dad is dead.
That was a pretty, I assume it was at your hand?
Not by my funny lizard hand, no.
The other one.
Okay, so I'm going to just come up with you.
All right, that sounds great. If you don't mind, I'm going to go grab something across the street.
I'll come with you.
Yes.
I so
now,
know this
where
town.
Is the police precinct?
I think it's like 3 blocks
exactly
west.
Exactly 3.5. Oh, you know exactly where it is.
I think so. I want to say
who's
yes.
Your favorite over there?
Well, I have to tell you, there's this one officer who calls himself, I don't think it's his real name, but he calls himself Officer Sanchez.
Hmm.
And they're always like, oh, you dirty Sanchez. And I'm like, I don't, because he doesn't really look Hispanic to me.
Right.
But anyway, he's my favorite.
Because that is an actual, that's a term, dirty Sanchez, that is pretty disgusting.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you're about
but
to find
he's
out.
He's a really nice guy.
And that's the end of the
story. Is that where we go? Damn.
Damn. I tried to get out of it.
No, you didn't. You hung in there longer than any other guest that we've had on here.
Yes.
You've actually engaged.
I was
engaged.
Looking for a button. Oh, you got to engage, man.
You would do that in real life? You would engage like that?
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorite things
really?
To do.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. If you've ever seen my stand-up act, guys. I like to, I, no, I,
but you
when
could
I,
handle one-on-one with an annoying person like that for a long period of time.
I enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
I suppose if I was, like, working on something, it would be annoying, but no, I find it, it's probably more sadistic than it, but I find it, I find it fascinating.
But what about for, like, safety reasons? Do you ever feel like?
I am not famous enough to have a real safety problem.
Yes, you are.
I am not. I have never had. I've had only a couple creepy letters, and I run home and go, Sarah, my wife. I'm like, look, a creep. No, I'm not. I see women are in a horrible position because there's horrible, horrible men out there, and they're horrible people, and they should be set out to sea. But I think in my case, I am pretty aggressive when it comes to. If someone ever says anything weird to me, like if someone's like, you should come to my house, we have a barbecue. And I'm like, then I'd have to spend time with you. And I assume in your barbecue, you just have babies. And they're like, I pray for the day when I get somebody that really is stalking me.
Wow.
All right, we're going to work on that tonight.
I can't imagine the craziness you've had to endure.
I've never had anyone like that.
No, really?
No, uh-uh. Not like that.
I remember reading like Johnny Depp, when his sewage bucket was being stolen from his trailer, and women were sending him pubes. I remember that, and I was like, that guy, man, he is really famous.
I'm just getting all these visuals.
No, that was when he did the John Waters movie Crybaby, which is fantastic. I think it was one time with the soup, a lady, like this weirdo lady was like sending emails going like, I'm getting on a plane now, I'm coming to see you. And people were like, we're locking down the studio, we're making sure she's not getting in. I'm like, let's see what happens. Let her on set. There's been numerous celebrities that have sucked on the show, so this could be way more engaging. Why not?
I love that.
I'll let you know, though, if The Great Indoors really takes off, guys. But imagine, like, Matt LeBlanc, Man with a Plan, who was Joey, obviously, from Friends. Imagine the white-hot supernova that it was to be on that show and the crap that they must have had to. Now, obviously, a luxurious crap because you're in a position where you're super famous and being paid way too much money, but nonetheless, frightening and disconcerting when creeps are like, hey, I know that we've been having a dialogue through our brains and I would love to just use our mouth sometime. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to take a razor blade and slash a huge X in my chest and declare that the prophecy will be fulfilled. That's when you go, holy crap, right? I'm not saying that I did that, but I do have a very specific plan.
Should we take a break?
Let's do a 5-minute break.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to calls.
Now let's keep going, guys.
Calls? Sure? Yeah, we actually are going to, do you want to tell him?
If I want Kayla to get on the phone.
We call strangers and attempt to give them advice. Here, we'll take a 5-minute.
I would love to do that.
Well, okay. Yeah.
You'll be great.
We'll do it in 5 minutes.
And okay. Break.
We're going to call strangers that have submitted relationship advice
All right.
questions.
So. It could be relationship.
I didn't realize this podcast was about relationships. I was like, great, let's talk. That's my bad, but I did know your name.
Well, I kind of think I like to sweet, think it's about all kinds of things.
It really is.
I hope so.
We're gonna call strangers who you're gonna call strangers who have already submitted things.
Yeah,
to
and
them.
I actually I spoke to them earlier, so I talked
but
to them.
I don't know.
So I know.
So let's
what's
go
going
with
on.
Preset callers who are no longer strangers.
They're no longer strangers to me, but to you guys they're still strangers.
Yes.
Well, anybody who I don't know is a stranger to me.
Yes.
But they could have been prepared by anybody. For whatever, like when I meet a flight attendant, they're a stranger to me, but
right.
I know what's going to happen.
But after you meet them, they're no longer a stranger.
Oh, with my memory? I've had way too many head injuries to remember anyone.
All right, well, hopefully you'll remember these callers. Let's call them
we'll
right
see.
Now. We're gonna call Matthew first, and he is
from
in Denver, and he's 23.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I don't know anything either. Sim,
I just got it.
Hello?
Michael.
Hey, Matthew. Matthew, that's Joel McHale, but first meet Anna.
Hi, how are you, Matthew?
Matthew,
good, how you doing?
Do you know who Anna Faris is?
Oh, yes.
Do you know who Sim
Sarna
is?
Joel's trying to make
yes,
a weird...
Yes, I do.
He's... Okay, where are you going here, Joel?
Have you ever heard of the movie Spy Kids 4?
Spy Kids 4, which you're in, of course.
Yes, all right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice. Michael's done his research.
He has.
And some random TV show, I think, too.
All right, good. That's... I will take... That is possibly the best thing I've ever heard. All right, so you've got some
relationship
advice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so Matthew, I mean, you're faced right now with this interesting decision regarding your ex-girlfriend. Give us a little background.
Okay, so kind of to sum things up, me and my girlfriend started dating almost 3 years ago. I was a junior in college, and she was still a senior in high school.
What's her full name?
What's that?
No, don't listen to him.
Where does she live? What's her address?
He's been hazing me so hard.
All right.
Hey, Joel.
Maddie, keep going.
Quiet.
So you broke up a while ago, and you were in college together, and then what happened?
So kind of. So
she's still in college.
She's still in college. We were dating for a while. I'm out of college now, and I graduated in December. And
congrats.
So kind of a few months before that. Thank you. Nice. A few months before that, my parents offered me a decision to make for a graduation trip, kind of as a present, you know, and everything like that. Very grateful for them. So, I asked her to come during the time we were dating, and we kind of had everything planned out a couple months ago. Flights are all paid for. This is in June, so about 4 months from now. We'll be gone for 3 weeks, and then about two of those weeks, we'll be spent together, just us two. During the trip that's in France and Italy. So just recently we had a 2 week break. That was her decision for the break. You know, she thought we should just kind of grow on our own, kind of work on ourselves individually. She thought we'd become kind of too dependent on each other. So I agreed to it per her request. You know, I want to respect what she wants to do. And then just a couple days ago, we were able to talk on the phone. And she decided that she doesn't want to be in a relationship right now and, you know, enjoy her college experience, which I respected that decision. I can't really hold it against her. I can't tell her not to do something. You know, I want her to have her own experience in college like I did. So the question is, there's kind of a couple to them. It's, you know, how should, as we're trying to become friends now, trying to, you know, stay as friends, stay in contact, what would be the decision to make for the trip, you know?
Oh, it sounds like it'd be great if you brought her along, dude.
Well, okay. So, yeah, I know. Here's the thing. Joel doesn't understand human emotions.
I just feel like they're unnecessary.
He just gave me like a wicked Jim Carrey glare over there. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll take
but,
that.
So she still wants to go on the trip. Why? I mean, because is it just simply Europe or is it to be with you? Like, have you examined her? Have you asked her about?
She wants to go as friends. That's what she told
me. Yeah, about it. Yeah.
She's a horrible person.
I've asked her. I want to make sure that she's going for the right reason still.
Yeah.
And when I've asked her, I've said, you know, I want you to go because you want to be with me and like have a good trip with our family and have an enjoyable time in Europe together. And
hold on 1 second. Yes, I'm going to scream. Is there a son up, Anna? Is he awake? All right, hold on. Your name is Mark
Matthew,
or Matt?
Matthew.
Matt!
Are you an idiot?
Are you an idiot? She wants a free trip, dummy.
Yes, but he loves her still.
Yeah, but it's over. You're just going to torture yourself.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
That's like getting like, well, here's my appendix out. Oh, really? How was it? Oh, they're still taking it out.
No.
I'm only having parts of it taken out. It's a 12-step process.
I completely agree. Right now,
Matthew's thinking that there's a chance that he may be able to get back together with her if he brings her on the trip with him, and I think that's a terrible idea.
I do, too. I think also you got to be in Europe single, man, not being worried about this girl's feelings and stuff. But I think she should be put on a raft
and shoved down the Colorado River.
You need to tell.
Go as friends. It'll be fun. We can both date each other, you know, other people while we're there in Europe. dude, are you okay? I don't know. You obviously listen to this podcast a lot, right?
Hey.
Yes.
All right. So you've heard it before.
Yes, which is why he's calling it.
Right, which is really nice of you.
Thank you. I take it as a compliment too, Joel.
Wow. This is, now you're seeing a side of
Anna.
Anna. That you, but if I assume most of your friends are going, are you fucking crazy? To kick that lady to the curb, save that money. Then you go, you take it to Rome or you take it to Florence or wherever you're going, and you have a nice big meal and say, thank God I am not with that woman anymore who just wanted to go as friends. That is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
She is a selfish person. If you break up with somebody, it's broken, and it will be a really bad thing if you allow her to walk all over you by paying for her trip to go to Europe with you. I'm getting too worked up. She's using you. Don't
no,
do
you're
it again.
Fine. Keep going.
If I hear about you taking your ex-girlfriend to Europe, I will fly to Europe and I'll hit you in the face with some sort of local bat. Like if you're in England, it'll be a cricket bat. If it's Italy, it'll be a very hard piece of pasta. It's very thick. But are you, if this is, move on, it is time to meet a nice Italian lady, and you're going to France too?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And you're going with your family?
With the family for about a week, and then after that for about 2 weeks.
Was the arrangement going to be you were going to sleep in the same hotel rooms together?
That's the plan as of when we were dating, so.
I feel like, you know, you're probably still a little heartbroken, and
he's in love with her.
Yeah,
take the word door out of the way of your first name and just be Matt. That was really dumb. Probably the dumbest. That's the dumbest thing I've ever said.
It was funny, it was a good joke.
No, it's a terrible joke.
Doormat's funny.
Now, see, you had to say it out loud to confirm the joke. Makes it even worse. Dude, if we hear that you're back together, she has to come. She has to make the effort to come. She is going to be upset. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to say, you're not coming on the trip. We're not together. She is going to be pissed and that she is not able to go to Europe with you. And she is going to
give you a pretty hard time about
oh,
it.
Yeah.
I bet you she, if she doesn't, hey, great. But she's going to give you a hard time. Like, but you invited me on this trip. It was just going to be us together. But I, so, and so me breaking up with you was like a big deal. Yes, it was. It's a deal breaker. Deal breaker. Welcome to the podcast.
Anna, do you want to, like, you want to say anything at the
no,
end here?
No, I think you got to tell her, like, we're broken up, and so I don't think Europe is a good idea, even, you know, as, you know, as friends and Frank. I mean, Joel put it better than I did, but
I was just yelling a lot.
But she's not your friend, because any normal person would be able to respect your feelings after breaking up with you and not suggest that they continue on the Europe trip. Any normal person, no matter what age you are, a good person would say, even if you suggested it and said, like,
do you want to be friends with her? Of course not. But you want to be her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think it'll be easier after, you know, a couple, like another month passes, and I'll be able to really realize that.
And for whatever you do, don't think this. If she gives you a guilt trip, and then she's going to get into your head, maybe. And if she dangles something, if you think in your head, maybe we will get back together, maybe this trip will do it. Walk into a mirror for me, or slam your head into a door, because that is definitely not going to happen, and it's definitely not a way to be in a relationship, because it makes you a groveling, sad.
And I love the idea of you having, like, even when you're with your family. I remember, like, hooking up with guys after my parents, like, went to bed in Italy, you know, and, like,
yeah, I was there too.
Like,
and I was like, oh, look who's at it again. I was their personal assistant for many years.
French Ferris, that's what they called me.
So would you suggest, like, just traveling on my own after?
Yes.
You know,
alone. Yes, alone. Yeah, definitely.
I went to Italy for a month by myself. And it's a wonderful way to grow up.
It really is.
And also, this your family is going to Italy as a group, then sending you out alone or just take the money. But it's a luxurious, wonderful problem. And that most people don't even get near Europe or travel anywhere, because everyone has to get a job and support themselves. But you are in a luxurious position where your family is very cool in taking you. So don't take that for granted, and go enjoy that. But know that for whatever reason, your dad and mom were able to make enough money to send you over there with them. And so... So there you go. And you can go all to all the spots that Ina got together with dudes, the Trevi Fountain, the Capitol,
Sistine
Capitoline,
Chapel.
The Sistine Chapel.
Oh, that was hot.
Yeah.
But also to that point, though, I think that if you could imagine right now being in those hotel rooms with her without fighting or without any drama, that to me is not a world where that exists.
Yeah, she's going to go out without him. And then you'll be sitting there in the hotel room going, now I'm in Italy being miserable, stringing this stupid thing along.
Massive likelihood that she will ruin your trip.
And your life. So when are you going on this trip?
Middle of June.
Okay, so... Are you doing a podcast in early July or late June?
Hell yeah.
All right. So your requirement is to call this podcast back in early or go on the trip or right after the trip.
Right after, sure.
And if you go on that trip with your ex-girlfriend, they're going to have me back.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I will be shooting a movie in Gibraltar at that point.
Well, we'll Skype you in.
I don't Skype.
You don't Skype.
No,
okay.
I can't.
You'll
do
fly
it.
In. He's gonna fly.
He's gonna
in.
Fly in from.
I'm gonna
sure.
fly in just for it, so we can yell at you.
That sounds fair.
Okay. That's fair.
If you're in Gibraltar, though, you could probably just hop over easily.
True. But just hop into Morocco and then run around.
No, well, yeah, just fly. You could just bop over to Italy. I'm saying, check in on Matthew. And
no, I'd rather come back here.
Okay.
Hey, Matthew.
The wine and the Russian.
Yeah, Matthew.
Matthew, thank you
Thanks
so much.
So much.
Matthew.
Oh, boy.
Don't be a loser.
It's tough. And you know what? The heart, it'll get better with every day, you know? Like the
of course.
Your heart will become more and more numb.
Matthew, this is the right.
We are.
Don't worry. Eventually you'll lose all feeling and be a robot.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you guys so much.
We love you. Have a great time in Europe.
I don't love you. I don't really know you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
23.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Whoa. Did you just yell?
I yelled.
He yelled. You think I would yell?
Yeah, we basically stated it. We knew. I mean, poor guy. You could hear it in his voice.
Oh, see, that's here's the thing that comes up, though, with a lot
23-year-olds, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, of course, these are easy things for us to say. And, of course, we know the right answer. And they know it, too. But, or at least not, of course, I don't mean to say we know the right answer like that.
No, he really didn't know it. He really
was. No, but
we know the right answer.
But what I'm saying is, on some level, he did. That's why he asked the question.
But this is why I think raising our voices is a really smart. Just like if you yell loud enough, right, you'll eventually
that's
hear
what,
it.
That's what I like when in reality television, when women clap their, not maybe, and men too, I've seen this before, clap their hands to like, pay attention to me.
That sounds like they're talking to a seal.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it. They're very frustrated with the seal. Anyway.
All right, we have one more call. We're going to call Isabella.
Isabella.
And she's 20 in Kansas City.
Hello?
Hey, Isabella, it's Sim. How are you?
Hi, Sim. How are you?
I'm doing well.
We didn't have time to get to you tonight, so if you wouldn't mind coming on the next podcast.
That was Joel McHale.
Hey, Isabella.
Hi, Joel.
Hi. Thanks so much for doing this, for being a part of this. And beware of Joel. He's kind of a dick.
No. Full dick.
He is. He is a full dick. Yeah. But he's really smart.
Yeah, really smart dick.
They usually go hand in hand.
Thank you. Isabella, how's Kansas City? Are you going to come to my show there?
Are you really doing a show?
Yeah.
Doing a show.
I should give her tickets.
You should.
Seriously,
okay,
that'd be great.
Isabella, Joel also gave our last caller homework, and now he's hooking you up. This is a first.
Yeah, this is amazing.
This is a first.
Do you know what? Do you know where you're performing?
The Midland Theater.
Great.
June 30th.
So can you make it, Isabella?
All right.
I should be home from school then, so yeah, right. I'll try to go.
Sim will get. Sim obviously has your information, and
we'll make it work out. Thank you, Joel.
So
that's really nice of you.
No matter what your silly question is, this is not.
You know what, Joel? Actually, you might be able to help with this because you were on that show, Community, and it was a college. She's in college, so this.
Yeah, right, no, yeah, Community yeah, was you, like we were at a college.
Right,
it was a documentary.
So completely qualified.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone goes to college with Chevy Chase. Yep. Okay. Yeah, every college has no ceilings. Got it. I drove to Paramount in a fucking golf cart. And then they were like, what would you like for breakfast? And I was like, bring it to my trailer later on. Egg whites, damn it. Just like college.
So, Isabella, tell us why your college job is causing some confusion.
Okay, so I'm a sophomore in college, and I'm also
Thank
a
you
resident
for your question.
Advisor.
Sorry. You're a sophomore and an advisor?
Mm-hmm. So I'm a resident
advisor. Who are you advising?
She's an RA.
Yeah, so I have about 20 freshmen, and it's a co-ed hall. And so the job is very much about, like, mentoring and kind of initiating, like, hall bonding and making sure everyone's, like, adjusting to school pretty well.
That sounds awful.
And so... It's really fun. I really enjoy it.
I would love it too.
Do you have to help people adjust?
I would.
Oh, you're having a hard time. Yeah.
I almost became an RA, but when I said that I wouldn't report a student for taking drugs, that was when I got the axe. I never made the final cut.
That
anyway,
student, Tom
sorry,
Sizemore.
Isabella. Yeah.
He did a horrible service.
Okay, sorry.
Isabella. So. All right, continue.
Okay, so since I'm just a year older than most of my residents, it's really kind of as the semesters progress, like being more of like a friend relationship and the authority lines kind of getting blurred a little bit. But I've gotten like particularly close to one of my male residents. We like hang out all the time, but I didn't really think anything of it because like most of his really close friends are girls. And so it just like seemed very typical to me. But on Friday we were running errands together, We were just like chatting, having a good time in the car. And he just says abruptly, "Hey, we need to talk about something." And then proceeds to tell me that he has a crush on me. And I was just really, really surprised. That was like the last thing I expected to come out of his mouth.
Yeah, I know. A dude that's always hanging out with a woman all the time, every second he gets, it's usually pretty surprising.
Hey, but he has like other really close girlfriends on the hall. So I was just like really surprised. But I didn't really know how to respond. I just like, it was so sudden that I didn't really have time to like process feelings. And I like, wasn't really like thinking about him in that way. And so I said like, "Oh, I can't like talk about this right now because of my like position and my job with the college." And I didn't want to like
technicality. Well done, Isabella.
But I like looked at the policy and like nothing really like explicitly like forbids it, but it's definitely like looked down upon. And I don't want to like lose my job for this year. And I'm also going to be an RA.
You know of RAs that have been fired for having relationships?
But that was more before like new, they did a lot of like hiring kind of reformation and everything. So like the hiring process.
He was like, "I have a crush on you." And you were like, "We can't do this because I'm Princess Leia and you're a scoundrel and it wouldn't work because." So then how did the conversation end other than, "Well, let's go to Target because I have to get another toothbrush."
Well, he just kind of like moved on. He was like, I understand like about your position, but I just wanted to let you know like how I felt. And so like, since I had time to process it over the weekend, I've just been like thinking about it. And I really think that I have like a crush on this person. That I like
love
back.
It.
Oh, you do have a crush on him.
Yes. Of course she has a crush on him. Even though she said earlier that she wasn't really sure. She totally does.
Anna, my heart has turned to Anna. to such a dried apple at this point that I thought she would just be like, "So what do I do? I can't date him. I don't really want to." I thought she was just going to say, "I don't like him."
She still wants to know what she should do.
No, she's totally crushing on him.
Oh,
she
you crush on him too?
Yeah, she is. But
who knows an Ed
Sheeran
song?
Here's what they should do. They should ignore the school policy, be cool, be chill, start dating. Like, they don't have to have like raves in the dorm room to like alert the supervisors that, you know, this RA is a little crazy and she's got orgies. I don't know.
What's the age difference?
No, but
1 year. She's a year older.
1 year.
So I'm like full steam ahead. I feel like you should totally.
I cannot agree more with Anna.
I was more thinking of like waiting to until summer to like start something, but my question is like, should I tell him? Like should I tell him how I feel?
You guys
now?
Only you only have a few years left, so
yeah.
On the planet.
I don't think that if that's how you're why suppress joy right now?
Well, just, he might move on to someone else.
That's
at that
no.
Point.
Yeah. So I'm saying do right. it now.
Exactly. Now tonight go. I can't.
I
believe,
kind of think
I
so.
Could not agree with
Anna.
I could not agree more that you go around the rules. It is not.
And I want you both at Joel's show.
Yes. You know what? I'll give you backstage passes and I'll expect you both
look
to be
there. Look at that.
There.
Look at that hookup.
And then we'll take a photo and get my favorite RA and a legal boyfriend. no, you should definitely just go right ahead because, well, I don't know what school you go to. I'm assuming it's a. Yep, I'm burping. I've lost track of what I was saying, but no, Anna is right. See, just go for it. Yeah, I can't believe you are so responsible. You're going to be a great girlfriend.
RA? And
she takes her job very seriously.
She does.
That's great.
Yeah, and also, I don't get too hung up. I know you mentioned in a different context, but about that he has a lot of other female friends. Don't worry about that. There's plenty of life to be worried about that.
And if he came to you and said, "I have a big crush on you."
Yeah.
And then that means that his other girlfriends are clearly that is your insecurity about the situation.
Yeah, and you seem really responsible, so I feel like you'd be attracted to a pretty responsible guy. And if he wasn't, I feel like you would have told us that if he was like a kind of a dark card.
Very well observed. On
he's going to be an RA next year.
Yeah
there look you go. At that. Look at that match made in heaven. That's amazing.
I wrote a movie called RA.
I want to hear about this movie.
I didn't.
Yes. See, you're not going to get me every time.
I am such a cynic that I thought you were going to be, because you were saying all these ways like, oh, we can't get together because of all these rules. And I was like, oh, she's just finding excuses because she doesn't like him. And then she does.
Yep, she does. She does. So yeah, looks like that's all it. Right.
So we did it.
That's great.
Go get him, Isabel.
Go get him.
Will you? Yeah. Keep us posted. Keep us updated.
Call
I'm
back.
So happy. I love
call
love.
Back the same time Matthew calls.
Yeah, email me and I'll hook you up with the tickets for Joel's show in at the Midland Theater.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It'll happen. I'm
all right.
Kidding.
All right. Well, I guess he's serious about it.
Thanks, Isabel.
Thanks, Isabel.
We love you.
Thank you so much. I love the podcast.
Go knock on his door right now.
Thanks for submitting the question. And I can't wait to hear all about it.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Hey, can we do one thing?
Yeah, you want it? Oh, sure.
Yeah. We're going to.
This is the longest, shortest podcast.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Because it's very fun. No, it's very fun. But all I keep thinking is it's an hour long, right?
No, you said hour and a half.
Oh, well, you'll cut out a lot of.
How do you know?
Because you told me outside that you cut out a lot.
Yeah. It
depends on the guest.
Oh.
What's
the most edited guest you've ever put on?
I'm not going to say.
Why not?
Probably I'll tell you
me.
After.
It's
no,
me.
Just say it out loud.
No.
It's you, the host?
Yeah.
You're paying for this thing.
My God.
You paid for this house.
Okay, but wait.
His girlfriend and Brittany?
Yes. Yeah.
They're just here. She's just on her phone watching Teen Titans Go. Great show.
Okay, can we do something, though, really quickly?
Yeah.
Yes. Sure.
That because
Chinese fire drill.
Can we do a Karen Sarducci?
Because, do you already have it? Really?
Yes.
All right.
Are you going to play her? Good.
Huh? Yeah.
You're going to play Karen?
I play Karen.
Oh, yeah.
Donovan? All right.
I have a challenge for you, Karen.
No. You haven't. You're
wait
not
a
my
minute.
Room.
Wait
you're
a minute. I'm yet. Donovan. I'm Karen's assistant. And you know Karen, right? Because you took the meeting with her. She's the head of Imaginarium Studios. And she's right through that door right now. Are you ready to meet her?
No. Give me 5 minutes.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
Hi.
Karen, I'd like
Karen.
You to meet Joel McHale.
It's really nice to meet you.
Hi, Joel.
Wow.
It's great to meet you, too.
Your voice matches your beauty.
Thank you.
I know that sounds so pretty. I'm just nervous.
I have to tell you, I have had my eye on you for quite some time. My children, Milo and Ventimiglia, we were just recently flying back from Gibraltar.
Oh.
And they were watching some episodes of your show Community.
Mm.
And
hopefully the great indoors soon.
They love
right
you.
On, just it's on right before Mom. Did you know that?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, sorry.
But I know that you write as well, and I heard
Thank
that you.
You
had a hot pitch idea for a movie called RA.
Yeah. So thank you for taking this meeting and your assistant
Donovan.
Donovan. Do you need anything?
Yes.
Coffee? Water?
No. So if you don't mind,
please.
I co-wrote this.
I would love to hear
with
your thoughts.
My very longtime live-in girlfriend, Kayla. And she is going to walk into the room right now and we're going to pitch it together if you don't
I'm
mind.
Sorry. Oh, I don't know if she was on. Did we get
her? She's not on the access list at all.
No, she's not. But she is spunky and she found a way to get in, guys. So come on in, Kayla. Come on
Hello?
In.
Hello?
I'm sorry, Karen.
Hi. Oh my God.
You're gonna love her, Karen.
Karen Sar frickin' Ducci.
Karen
Sar frickin' Ducci. Karen. Oh my God.
Do you want me to remove her?
No. I mean, do you prefer?
You're gonna love the pitch, Karen.
You are seriously gonna love it.
You're gonna love it.
What should I do, Karen?
Karen, this is the love of my life. Kayla and I have. We met in Canada.
Let her stay. Let her stay for the pitch.
Thank you.
Canada.
Thank
Interesting.
You. So it's kind of a tag
Where
team.
Where in Canada
pitch.
Are you from, Kayla?
I'm actually really not from Canada. Joel just thinks that.
Well, I like to say it because it
it's
sounds
like
more
exotic.
It's
a funny inside joke that we
She's
got.
From Shoreline.
No, that's not true.
She's from Edmonds.
All right, let's fucking move it on.
All right, so Kayla and I wrote this script called RA, which stands for, you say it, Kayla.
Residence. Assistant.
Yep. So it's about this residence assistant and she has a number of special powers that she doesn't know about until she meets.
Or a genie from her pussy.
Yep. This is why I love you and you're my favorite.
I love you.
Oh, man. Get a room, right, Karen and Donovan?
Donovan.
Donovan. Yeah. So she has these special powers that emanate from her pussy, which is in reference to her vagina, not her cat. And we feel like this is already...
I'm sorry. Is this an R-rated project?
No. It's all ages. It's Lego. It's definitely a Lego movie. Right, Kayla?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Or Duplo. Duplo blocks. The big ones.
I love Duplo.
Yeah. So we see it as an animated feature about a resident assistant whose vagina has a lot of powers in Lego.
All right. Now, I have to stop you.
Go ahead.
If we proceed forward,
when
I'm worried about having between you and me a female lead in this climate.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is we've already secured Channing Tatum.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. To play her.
Tatum's attached.
He is attached.
He didn't tell me that. I saw him last weekend.
He attached yesterday. So Kayla and I are very excited. We had a really
good meeting. I'm going to look into that.
Thank you.
And we had a really great meeting. And definitely look into it, Donovan, and into a last name. Channing is Tatum. It's going to be a role. It will definitely be an Oscar-nominated Lego animated role that he is doing. And these powers that come out of her hoo-ha, that we're gonna only say vagina until it's just on the border of NC-17, but we want to keep it a kids movie. And so, of course, like any college, any large university, they have a homecoming dance, and so everyone's gotta like find their date. And that's the
this in this script though, we're gonna spell homecoming HOMECUMMING. Like every time we refer to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be
so funny in Lego. So Karen, what do you think so far? Karen. Look, Karen loves it so much that she's...
Karen, are you okay?
I'm a little aghast.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Michael Bay said too.
Didn't he have some sort of emergency?
Yes. You know what?
Today?
Milo needs you right now,
Donovan,
actually.
Go.
You have to cut this
Donovan,
short.
Donovan, go.
Milo really needs to see you right
that's
now.
That's what I thought.
So should I validate?
It's been lovely.
It's weird how you guys discovered an emergency without checking anything and go like, doesn't my son have an emergency?
What should I do?
Tell him they validate downstairs.
Oh, right. They validate downstairs.
Great. So anyway, homecoming dance, blah, blah, blah.
He's still
vagina
here.
Powers. By the end
what
of
should
the,
I do?
By the end of the movie, they steal a German submarine,
Karen,
but all the controls
do?
Are in German. And
Karen,
they
he's still
commandeer
here.
It, and Matthew McConaughey,
Karen,
call
who
Troy.
Is also
call
signed
Troy.
On.
Call Troy.
Troy.
He, call Troy.
He has to fire himself out
coming.
Of a the torpedo, out of the you know the where they
they're
shoot.
They're both
the torpedo.
Still here.
I think they're called submarine guns. Then
I'm melting.
At that
I'm
point,
melting. Karen
fully,
is defeated.
A fully animated. What?
You've slayed Karen.
Follow us on Unqualified on all social media. The Great Indoors is
we
on.
We still have to call somebody, don't
Thursdays
we?
Thursdays at 8:30.
Why are we stopping this now?
Good
after
night,
all,
everyone.
After all
Good
that,
night.
This is where we stop? After all of that, this is the stopping point? What happened? Do you got to put your kid to bed? I'm so confused. I'm still talking.
He still has his headphones on.
I still have my headphones on. Was this recording at any point at all?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.